When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. The news that the Nashville shooter was transgender.
Really?
Yeah.
That is weird. What do you mean covering up, or is it just not reporting?
Well, it's a form of covering up.
Omitting.
Our armed woman kills three children, three staff is the headline. Armed woman. And the shooter described as a 20-year-old Nashville woman. I did a word search for trans and got nothing here. I can't find it visually. I can't find it with a search.
Hmm.
Meantime, many other news organizations are pointing out what the police announced is that this is Audrey Hale, used to be Aiden Hale. On her LinkedIn, her pronouns were he, him, and that somebody's gone on her LinkedIn and deleted those pronouns. Preferences. And then there's if you the Twitter investigators have run wild here, so there's all kinds of stuff that they have found online about Audrey Hale.
Yeah.
So there's no indication exactly when this transition occurred, how much physical transition or hormonal transition has occurred. Nothing. There's, but they're posting pictures of Audrey when she was Aiden Hale, and a boy.
Yeah, and I'm looking at CNN,
except at the LA Times.
Yeah, you know what? I looked at the New York Times and CNN while you were talking, and there's not a lot on it either.
So. Yeah, well, all the wokesters don't know what to do here. The police said it was transgender. Yeah. And they intimated that it has something to do with the motivation for this, but they did not give any details. See if that's true.
Yeah, the police say that they have this manifesto, so that's going to provide a lot of answers.
Right. And
this person had a manifesto of some sort, and that might explain why they would shoot up a church school.
And what you mentioned before is Tennessee passed a law against medical transitioning for minors. When it came to transgenders. And also they banned drag queen shows for children at school. You know, they were doing these drag queen reading sessions. And I don't know where that came from. I don't know what that's about.
Well,
it's really not necessary to have drag queens read stories at reading time for little kids. And come on. Well, you think there isn't going to be a blowback over that?
They just want the kids to know that there's all sorts of people in the world. including men that like to dress up as women.
Don't confuse children.
Yeah, the quote from the police chief is, we have a manifesto, we have some writings that we're going to go over that pertain to this date. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
So
that's going to be the big reveal, maybe later today or tomorrow or whenever.
So somebody contact the woke jerks at the LA Times and ask them to print the whole story, all the news.
Someone there is probably saying it's not relevant, I'll bet you.
Well,
it's like saying that,
then never print whether anybody's a man or a woman. You're supposed to describe what happened. You're not supposed to make value judgments on what's relevant or not relevant. Tell me who it is. What is their makeup about?
If the manifesto reveals that this had something to do with the Tennessee trans politics, then they're going to have to go down that road.
Whenever a white cop kills a black suspect, suddenly the race is really relevant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's relevant. Well,
especially if there's a manifesto that says that's why they did, like the Buffalo shooter.
Right, exactly. You had a white guy kill all those black residents at that grocery store. Yeah. So it's relevant when they decide it's relevant. But when it goes against their particular bias.
I think they're holding back. John, if 24 hours or 40 hours from now, there's still nothing on it, I would be really shocked. But I think they're just holding back until they can put it together somehow in the way they like to explain things. That's what I'm guessing.
There's photos online.
Because if it is part of the manifesto and the motive, they can't avoid it.
Yeah.
And if they do that, I'll really be like, you've got to be kidding me. There's no credibility to that paper.
He clearly had two different identities over the years. There's photos.
The police chief confirmed this is a trans. Somebody, a reporter asked, and he confirmed this is a trans person.
Just don't know the timing of it and whether
they even asked, did they transition from male to female, female to male? And he admitted it was a male, became female. Identifies as female.
So if you want to know what the story is, don't go to the LA Times right now because they don't want to tell you.
Yeah, well, the attitude over there is like, oh, now that crowd will think the trans people are going to kill us all. We don't want to demonize trans people.
That's not their call. Their call is to report the news.
Well, those days are long gone.
Their job is not to try to control how other people are going to react to the news.
Well, they believe they're opinion shapers, so they want to be very careful as to how they express things.
Well, you know, you're gonna have to get your opinions by getting news from other sources because this rag is not reliable. It's not credible.
That would conflict with the headline at foxnews.com, Christian school massacre suspect identified as transgender. Police found maps manifesto.
Well, sure. You could legitimately spin it that way, that it's a transgender possibly taking revenge against a Christian school because of the laws that were passed recently. Certainly, if it was like some Christian who was very vocal and public about his views shooting up a gay bar, you'd hear about that immediately in the headlines.
You would, yes. Well, there was a guy who was at the Colorado shooting at the drag nightclub. Remember that one?
Yes, that's right.
That's kind of what happened there. He went in there to try to kill people because he was angry with the... So the thing that may be a clue, I mean, it was a Christian school, and this 28-year-old was a former student.
Right.
And I wonder if the politics of Tennessee, the transitioning, and then memories of what was taught, maybe, I don't know whether they discussed, what they discussed at the school. But
I don't think 16 years ago they would have discussed anything.
But in this crazed person's mind, it was probably all coming together, or maybe some comments or some story came from the school recently on the topic.
Could be.
All right. Well, we're going to get to Blake as soon as we come back. We want to update everybody on the shooting in Tennessee and the twist of the story. When we come back, Blake will be here to explain to us that the fence is coming down at Echo Park Lake. 2 years ago, they went in there and cleared out a bunch of vagrants. That was at the request of the city councilman, but we have a new city councilman in charge of that district, Hugo Soto Martinez, and he did say he's taking the fence down. He did do that. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you, but consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
To John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, if you're just tuning in, again, we had an update last hour from Nashville, Tennessee, about the mass shooting that took the lives of three school children and three adults, including the woman that was the headmistress at the school. The shooting was carried out by a 28-year-old who identifies as a female, but apparently was a male. The police shot her dead. We'll have more coming up later on this hour on this story. But now we get to another big story here locally, and that is that the fence is coming down around Echo Park Lake. It was a couple of years ago. We spent a lot of time covering this story because upwards of 200 vagrants had taken over the park and no one could enjoy it. Even the city councilman, Mitch O'Farrell, had had enough. So he called in the workers and the police to remove everybody from the park, and they put up a fence. And from all we've heard the last 2 years, it's become a pleasant place to go again with the kids and to enjoy an afternoon. But the new city councilman, Hugo Soto Martinez, says that part of one of the reasons he was elected was to take that fence down. And it began today.
He's not going to stand for families enjoying the park. Time to bring the vagrants back to foul up the place. Let's get Blake Trolley on from KFI News.
Yeah, first of all, Ken, thank you for doing most of my job. I was just scrolling down through my script as you were kind of going through all the details that led up to today, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you're not doing a newscast here. You're coming on to give us the personal stuff you gathered, so don't worry about giving all the background.
So the fences began coming down today. When I left a couple hours ago, they weren't completely down. What they're doing is they're kind of taking this fence down piece by piece, but, I mean, once you create a hole in the fence, it really doesn't matter. Several people showed up today to the park to voice their opposition to this move. And before we get into their audio, I should say, you ask about the status of the park. Yeah, the park is very vibrant right now. People are walking around. There were people out on the little lake rental boats, people biking, kids were out playing in the park. There were a lot of families in the park. And of course, with the news that this fence was coming down, people showed up to voice their opposition, including this woman. She credits the fence with keeping the homeless out, making people feel safe. She says before the fence went up, she actually stopped going to the park. You said you stopped coming to, so you live in the area?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, and what exact thing did you see that made you say, enough's enough, I'm not coming here anymore?
The straw that broke the camel's back. I was exercising right there at my usual spot, and there was this guy right there off while I was exercising. That was it. I was done. And before that, I had witnessed violence over there. A man hitting a woman in the tent. I called 911. They never come. They never showed up. That's fine. I still came. But that day that guy was right there, and that was it. The kids, you know what I mean? I'm done, and I stopped.
So you think the homeless issue is just going to come right back to what it used to be in this park? It's going to lose its sense of vibrancy again?
Watch. Yeah, of course. 100%. 100. Who's going to stop them? Who's going to watch? The gate, the fence was like a gatekeeper. You know, they locked it up 5 o'clock. 5 a.m. it opens, 10 o'clock you go home. That's not going to happen right now.
And she went on to say that she thinks there's people that actually prefer, you know, they'd like to actually live inside that park.
You know, this is what's tragic. She represents most everyone who's sane. And
that's got to be the experience of many people in that park the last few years.
I wouldn't care if there's a fence up. All I would want is all the vagrants out of there. You know, that guy pleasuring himself, that's what you have to get rid of. That's what you're going to have back. And Hugo Soto Martinez is not going to stop those vagrants from pleasuring themselves in the park. He's not. Once this starts, you're going to call his office, and it's going to be like Mike Bonin. You'll get voicemail, you'll send emails, and you'll get an automatic reply, and nobody will ever talk to you again. They'll just shut the door on communications. That's what they do. Bonin had people on his staff from the same party, the Democratic Socialists of America. They don't believe in civilized life.
Yeah, a couple of points there, John. I actually reached out to Soto Martinez's office today looking for an interview, and I was provided a statement.
Yeah.
So, I mean, exactly. We're already off to the races in some ways. He in that statement, I'll just kind of extract what he says. He says he won't let the park turn into what it was. He says he will have service and outreach workers at the park every single day, and unarmed responders will be available at the park
unarmed
at night
responders.
In case anything.
Now, okay. I want to go to... All right, here's the question, which he would answer. And by the way, I want to contrast it with, you know, Tracy Park on the west side, who replaced Bonin. You call Tracy Park, we could call her anytime. She'll come on with us for 20 minutes, all right? Because people who are doing good work don't mind talking about it. People who are doing bad things want to run and hide. But if you get Soto Martinez, ask him what's going to be done when there is a guy pleasuring himself in the park in front of children. What's the unarmed ambassador going to do about that?
Yeah, you know what, John, and I sent you guys those photos. I think I heard you guys talking about this on the air. I mean, there are homeless camps. One of the ones I came across, it was two RVs and a converted van. It's a pretty good-sized camp. I mean, you can see the park from this camp. It's just up the road. You can see the crosswalk that leads into the camp. I took another photo. I posted this to my Twitter if anybody wants to look at this. This is at Blake Trolley, KFI. And you can see the fences down. Right behind it is what appears to be a homeless person's van, with the doors wide open. So it's like as the fence, you know, it's kind of a spectacle. Somebody who looked at the photo said, well, there's the whole story right there. You know, it's like the fence is down behind it. The van door's open. I want to go to this clip, though, guys. This is somebody who actually supports the fence being removed. But it was a really interesting interview, and I honestly don't know what to make of it. So I'll just play it for you guys, and you guys can decide for yourselves.
I think it's a good thing. It might start up... This entire debate again, though, if unhoused people move in.
Are you concerned that that's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't spend enough time in the park to have that much of a stake in it. I was just aware that when...
Yes.
During 2020, I wasn't in the park that much because I have a dog and it was just too much stimulation for him. That being said,
What do you mean too much stimulation? I'm sorry.
With the unhoused, it was just too much. He would bark too much and it wouldn't be a place where he could walk. I did protest and I did go to Mitch O'Farrell's office.
Protest?
They were trying to boot everyone out. But I was aware, and I am aware of the paradox.
You are.
Like I'm in the park more often now. Yeah, it's interesting.
That's interesting. So you actually protested the move out of everybody here, but you're starting to maybe see the benefit of the fence. Is that what you're saying?
It is weird looking at it like that. But yeah, I'm just aware that I'm in the park more often right now.
So that was...
Oh, you should get a golden mic for that.
Oh, my God.
That was unbelievable. And
I want to finish by saying
we got to save that. I mean, when we transmit it, we got to put that in the file.
Wow.
That is a classic.
What a ponderous buffoon.
I do want to say that he said to me that if he is willing to sacrifice his walks in the park because he thinks the homeless issue is a much more important issue than his daily walks. He did say that. I want to close out by saying that, but I don't know what to make of that interview.
He was conflicted, and you called him out.
He was a little conflicted. And I talked to another guy that was a little conflicted. You know, he said this. He said I hope that, you know, and this guy said it as well. The guy I just spoke to, that he hopes they can find some sort of common ground. Another guy I spoke with said the same thing. He says, you know, on one end it's a public park, but he is hoping that they maintain some sort of rules to keep the park clear. So.
Well, the dog has it right. You bark at him and get him out of there.
The dog is the only one who made sense.
The dog was sane.
Listen to your dog.
The guy's this fence-sitting.
I don't know.
I protested them being removed, but now that they've been removed, I kind of understand. It's nicer in here.
He's got that weird millennial habit of his voice rises up at the end of a sentence, like he's not really sure of what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough, though, guys, because I'm 29 and people say I sound like I'm 50. So, you know, maybe I need to adopt that more. But, you know, I think, you know, another question that I've got for this, if it does turn into an issue again, is just how costly could this possibly become for the city? Because as you guys know, the park reportedly went through about $60,000 in cleanup and repairs following the clear out 2 years ago. Nearly 36 tons of waste were removed. So if this becomes an issue again, you know, I just question what the price tag on something like that could end up being.
Can we get you to go back there in a few weeks and see what's going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think this is something we definitely need to keep our eyes on.
No, he's going to destroy the park.
All right, Blake, thank you very much. We're going to chronicle it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Blake Trolley was covering the dismantling of the fence around Echo Park Lake, which began this afternoon. It's the promise of the city councilman, the new guy for the district, who we threw in the dumpster over this like a month into his term. Hugo Soto Martinez says this is what the people want. But you heard Blake interview several people, including a woman that was watching a man pleasure himself.
Right.
This article, too, is this the El Segundo Times? There's a woman in this article who also says, oh, I don't mind the fence coming down as long as they put a new one up. No, I don't think that's going to happen, lady.
Another one who's confused.
A little confused.
And all these people vote. And you have to talk to them and realize they shouldn't have the right to vote. They should have it taken away from them.
Because they obviously don't.
By the way, the LA Times is still calling the transgender shooter an armed woman. Still not acknowledging what the police said.
Well, we're going to talk about this when we come back a little bit more because we have a Biden clip to play that's annoying. NBC News did put in transgender. USA Today, I can't find anything either where they've identified the shooter as transgender.
This separates.
And that press conference is over an hour ago, so it's not like it's too new a news story.
This is a marker of the super woke newsrooms.
Yeah, I do believe there's a debate that either is unnecessary or demonizes or... Right. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
To John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, well, we already lost a day. The Mark Ridley Thomas jury went home. No verdict.
Oh, no.
19 federal counts, conspiracy, bribery. Honest services, mail fraud, wire fraud.
Maybe it's because they have so many counts.
You know what I was thinking about this morning they're going to get stuck on? See, the other Los Angeles City Council bribe cases, Jose Huizar, Mitch Englander, poker chips, prostitutes, bags of cash. Ridley Thomas has got contracts that went to USC. Look, I agree it's still a bribe, but I have a feeling some jury members are just going to be like, really? That's just business. How can you call that a bribe? Whereas, you know, bags of cash and poker chips and hookers. Well, all right, now you're talking corruption. I don't know. I just had this weird feeling.
Yeah.
But that's going to hook up a couple of jurors. It's well, not going to find it as outrageous.
What he got in return was his son getting greased at USC.
Yeah, he got positions at USC. But that's not bags of cash.
Well,
that's
it is.
That's not bags of poker chips. That's not hookers knocking at your door. Liquor bar. Come on. They want to see, it's like TV and movies. They want to see the real kind of good old bribing and corruption.
Didn't
Mitch Englander literally have a paper bag full of cash, if I recall, or something?
Yeah, he definitely had escorts.
And Jose Huizar was using his family members to launder the money. I was like, that was really just perfect.
Which is why his lawyers thought maybe they had a window here.
Yeah.
And they fought the case because you didn't have anything spectacular that make people go, oh, come on, you're disgusting.
I'm going to predict they stay stuck. I'll bet you this jury cannot, for a while at least, reach a
19 counts, though.
Unanimous verdict.
He's not innocent of 19 counts. You can't do that.
Well, they're all kind of related to each other.
It happened, all right? It happened. His son really did get the professorship and the scholarship and really got the $100,000. That really happened. There's no question this is factual.
All right. We turn our attention back to the Nashville mass shooting that occurred this morning at a Christian church school.
What do you think the odds are that when they release the manifesto, it is going to be some kind of tirade against the Christian school over the transgender policies that have swept Tennessee?
logically speaking, that makes the most sense when you're just reading this from the outside. There is a manifesto, as John just mentioned. The police said there is. And when a reporter asked, is it related to this person's identifying as transgender? The police chief said, yeah, likely. So I think that's the road we're on. I don't know what role the school played in making this shooter that worked up, and particularly on the trans issue. I don't know. Or is it just the fact that it was the Christian school they went to as a kid and it messed me up as to who I really am? You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Not that there were specific teachings that were anti-trans, but just this whole idea of where, you know, this is, you're a male and you're a female, and you shouldn't be thinking that you're somebody else. I don't know. Could be. Does this change the headlines now that we've been screaming all day about how this is the fifth female school shooter in U.S. history?
Well, somebody
does this
on Twitter,
get confusing now?
Somebody on Twitter pointed out that this is the third transgender in the last 10 months to commit a shooting, and the fourth in 3 years. So I guess a new category is forming if you keep track of the statistics. Now, and the El Segundo Times is still going with armed woman.
Well, because she identifies as a woman. Then that's what they want to respect that.
Well, but then there is the facts of the transition. And how this plays with...
No, they should mention it somewhere in the article. You can say a woman carried out the shooting, but at some point you should probably say, by way of background, this is a transitioned.
Because they would do it in any other situation. You have two major laws that already passed in Tennessee. One is to ban minors from getting medical transition care.
Right.
And the second is that there's going to be no more drag queen reading time at the schools.
Right.
All right. So those are two big things. Now you got a Christian school and you got somebody who's in some stage of transition. Mm-hmm. It must be recent to still have your he, him pronouns on your LinkedIn page.
Right.
Not everything was even updated yet. So yeah, all this is in play. So explain to the public, that's your job. Explain to the public what the background is, and we'll see how it pans out and what's relevant and what's not relevant. But your job is just to transmit the information here. So transmit the information.
Oh, I'm looking at CNN's latest updates. Looks like they skirted the middle. Police have identified the shooter as Audrey Hale, a 28-year-old Nashville resident. No male, female, woman, trans, anything. It's just a name and an age.
We don't want to get involved.
Kind of. But yeah, there's no headline here about, there's just the headline that they found the manifesto. Do you know what? We have this audio to play for you. Biden apparently was holding one of his stupid events today when he got word of the shooting. And this is part of what he said.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding.
I'm not, he said.
That's
this was a scheduled public appearance for Women's Business. But apparently shortly after that, he did make some remarks on the shooting.
Yeah. So he knew the shooting happened. And
he wanted to come in first and do his ice cream joke.
Do his stand-up routine.
Yes, he did.
He sounded like a doddering old fool, didn't he?
Because the room is full of media.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So they're probably expecting you to come out and say something about the shooting, because that's what the media does. He waited to get his line out.
They were covering it live on cable TV because they thought this was going to be the official presidential remarks on the shooting in Nashville.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And instead he goes into ice cream jokes. Dr. Jill Biden. They're still selling that.
I think that he had... Oh, yeah, the doctor thing. Is that phony or...
Well,
is she like Dr. Barbara Ferrer?
It's some educational doctorate.
Oh. Well, doctorate. It's in the word, doctorate. If you get a PhD, a doctorate.
Right? Yeah, I know.
You're considered a doctor?
She's
not
a heart surgeon.
She's not. Oh, I see. Well, this story in the Post is already talking about mental acuity. That maybe he was lost and forgot that he was supposed to make comments on the shooting and instead got lost on the ice cream because he saw ice cream. There's ice cream?
Ice cream? Wait.
Easily distracted.
What's that ice cream routine I always do?
Yeah. Let's see what they have an update here on everything we know about transgender Nashville school shooter Audrey Hale. I like that one. Everything we know. Yeah, they found a car near the school. That gave them a pretty good clue as to who this was. And as we said before, Hale attended that school, but we don't know when. It's only preschool through sixth grade. So obviously it has to be childhood age. And one of the persons killed was the head of the school, a 60-year-old woman who was a 60-year-old woman named Catherine Kuntz, who was the head of the school. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're almost done, but if you didn't hear all of the live hours from 1 to 4, pick it up on the podcast. It'll be posted up at KFIAM640.com. Also, it will be available on the iHeartRadio app just sometime after 4 o'clock. The Trumpster's grand jury, boy, the mass shooting just buried that story today. The Manhattan grand jury did come back. They reconvened this morning, and I guess the only story is the witness that showed up. David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He supposedly brokered the deal between Stormy Daniels and Trump's attorney, that hack Michael Cohen. He testified also in January. He's testified before, but so they called him back for some reason. And it's they meet on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but they think this is the end of this is probably the last witness.
He also helped Trump cover up another woman.
He did.
Trump had a dalliance with.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah,
he what he did is he paid the woman off. Pecker did.
McDougal?
Yeah, I think that was her name.
Yeah,
and McDougal. paid the woman off, and then bought the rights to her story, and then never published the story.
Catch and kill, they call it.
Yeah, right. So that's what he did for Trump.
Right, right. It is mentioned here that the Inquirer did have a practice known as catch and kill. What happened was apparently they did approach him to kill the story. He didn't bite. So they decided to have Cohen broker a deal with Stormy Daniels' team directly to kill the story. And that's the whole thing with the $130,000 that this grand jury has been looking at for. Again, this is not a felony. Most of the time, these are misdemeanors. This is just a DA in New York City who's trying to go out of his way to get
Trump. DAs can charge suspects with state crimes, not with federal crimes. You'd need the Department of Justice to do that, a U.S. district attorney. And right. They've already passed on the case. They investigated the Stormy Daniels situation and decided not to bring any federal charges against Trump.
Right.
So what he's trying to do is baffling. And if he, after all this noise, if all he comes up with is a misdemeanor, and there's also a statute of limitations question about it as well, because all this happened years ago.
Now, Trump had a rally in Waco, Texas on Saturday. Was that because it was the 30th anniversary of the
David Koresh thing? Some people think that was an unspoken
reason for picking Waco, Texas?
Yes.
Because they just did, I think there's a brand new documentary that just came out, docuseries on Waco 30 years later.
Did you see that he ran a video at the event?
Of?
Well, at Waco, the video of the January 6th attack.
Yeah.
Accompanied by the J6 prison choir singing Justice for All, which features.
Oh, I read something about that. Yes.
It features incarcerated rioters singing the national anthem as Trump recites the Pledge of Allegiance. The song is now ranked number 8 on the Apple Music charts as of Monday. After he played the video and the song in Waco on near the 30th anniversary of that Branch Davidian.
He likes to jab it in the face of everybody. He apparently, though, spent part of his speech attacking his probable main opponent, Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, claiming that in 2018, he came to me for an endorsement. He begged me. There were tears in his eyes. You know how Trump tells a story?
Oh, I heard him do his imitation of DeSantis sounding like a little kid begging.
The crowd didn't cheer or laugh or anything, which surprised some reporters. Like, usually when Trump mocks Hillary or Ted Cruz or any of his past opponents, the crowd roars. They didn't react too much.
Because the crowd probably likes DeSantis.
Yeah, there's probably a real split.
Yeah.
I've seen polls, and it's way early, all over the place. I see Trump running away, then I see DeSantis easily beating him in Iowa, then I see this and that. It's like, wow.
Because people are up in the air. Depends how the question's worded and the tone, what the latest news story is. You got to have a head-to-head campaign.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be, and that'll be coming up later this year.
Nobody wants to wait.
Oh, yeah, he imitated DeSantis. Sir, if you endorse me, I'll win. Please, please, sir, endorse me.
Yeah, that's how he was. That's how he was imitating DeSantis.
It was like a whiny voice,
and like a little kid begging daddy.
And I decided, let's give Ron a shot. This is Trump. I did rallies for Ron, massive rallies, and they were very successful. We got him that nomination. We got him that election.
And the crowd was dead silent during it.
I know they didn't. Bite to. Yeah,
he may have to
Trump's mocking manner.
He may have to drop that from the routine.
Do you think he tests thing and then decides?
Oh yeah, I do. I really do. I think he tests out his lines and what gets the biggest reaction goes into permanent rotation. We got Conway coming in here. Well, you gave quite an impassioned rant against the Golden Mics on Friday.
I did.
Yeah, and Mike Crozier won one.
Well, you make my point.
Wow.
I don't think there's a better anchor in all of the United States better than Crozier.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah.
And he has one Golden Mic.
Yeah.
One. He's been here 34 years and he has one.
Right.
That's my point.
I see.
You know. Plus, it is a BS award.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd be here today. So.
No, he's not. He's gone. No, no. He's on vacation.
Celebrating.
Yeah. He took his mic and left?
No, he didn't even pick it up. It was picked up by Aaron in the newsroom.
Yeah.
No, look, they're you know, Steve Gregory and Chris Little, they do a great job at that award show. But anytime I get kicked out of an award show, I think I'm bitter about it.
You got a grudge for life.
Yes. Yeah. And I told you why I was kicked out.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Yeah. They gave a long introduction to Al Michaels, 9 pages of his resume. And then I got up next and said, when you're introducing Al Michaels to a room full of press people, you just have to say, ladies and gentlemen, Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the room knows who he is. And they
didn't appreciate it.
They've been banned.
And a middle-aged woman, I got off stage and she goes, I'm going to take your pass from you and we're going to get your car. I said, am I kept being kicked out of here, young lady? Yes, you are. Yes. You put two and two together. All right. A beautiful day out here in Los Angeles. Finally, a Monday where you can go out and it's warm. You don't have to wear 8 layers of clothing and an umbrella. And then the shooting in Nashville brings it all to a crashing halt. So we'll have the latest with Alex Stone. And then El Segundo Mayor Drew Boyles will come on and talk about all the smash and grabs. And what is that? That's all right.
Wait your turn.
Yeah, Ronner, give us a break in here. Ronner.
Sorry about that.
No, Ronner of the hallway says, hey, any way I can jump in on the cross? I'm like, yeah, I don't think it's going to sound natural.
I hit the wrong button.
And he goes, let me just do it anyway. I'm like, okay, all right. Your Ronner is great.
You've seen through my transparent excuse for button in.
All right. That and more of Ronner's mistakes.
Okay.
All right, let's go for it.
Ding dong.
You don't have your golden mic winning newsman?
I don't. No, he's on vacation. And look, you guys have never got one. I've been listening to you since day you got to Los Angeles.
Nobody would ever know.
I used to listen to 4 hours a day, every single day, to this station, to you and Ken, to John and Ken's show, every single day. And you don't have a golden mic? Does that tell you anything about him?
You can tell we're heartbroken.
I know, but still, if you were in New York, you would have a fistful of them.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Because they respect the talk show hosts in New York as news people, and they give them awards.
They give them awards?
Yes. All right.
They do? I didn't know that.
I think they do.
We got... All right, Mark Ronner has the news.
Yeah, right, Mark, you're up.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
You're up again.
Finally.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.